Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, west. You're listening to B. Mitchell Finley. I'm a big ear blogger. He's an NFL legend. What up, B?
What's up, brother? How you doing, man? How was the trip?
It was great. It was great. We had pretty good weather.
Girls. Well, it wasn't good weather here.
Yeah, you know what's funny is we got...
good weather until about 3, 4 in the evening.
So that tracks because by the time it got to the beach, was probably like 8 most nights, and it poured a couple of nights.
Oh, yeah.
But we got good beach days out of it.
I had Lake Mitchell in my backyard.
Did you?
One day. I look out in the back, I'm like, oh, hell. But I remember that that's how they built it, where the water runs around the house. And when I went out to the front yard, yeah, it was running out into the road rather fast.
Damn, man, yeah.
It was skipping the ditch going straight to the road.
There was some crazy flooding, but by and large, it worked out really well. Kids had a blast. I tried to, you know me, I tried to actually unplug as much as I could. I read a book. It was great, man. I feel rested, ready to rock with, you know, we got football coming. And you know that I believe it's Chargers-Lions is the Hall of Fame game this year? Dude, they opened camp in 2 days.
Yeah.
Rookies report for the Commanders in 4 days.
Yeah.
Like, this thing's coming.
Yeah, yeah.
Get ready.
Been asking for it. Here you go. You got it.
Dude, I'm very ready. I did kind of lock in last night to some various sports we're going to discuss.
I did. I looked at the draft, and what I hate about our Nationals, every time they do something, is always like them trying to take a cheap route. When that was discussed, I'm like, what the hell? Come on, dog. You got the first pick. Pick the best player. Not the person that you could have the chance the cheapest and then that make another move.
Right. I think.
It's just weird to me.
So, one, I don't understand. The baseball draft, I recognize it goes on for days and days, but we're going to get to Wednesday and there's legit no other sports on. Why isn't the first round of the draft the Wednesday after the All-Star break? And, like, just keep all this momentum from home run derby, it's All-Star game,
all it
draft.
Is the damn commissioner walking up, saying a name, and going back. They don't really do a lot of detail like the NBA and the NFL draft.
Totally. It goes
and
a lot quicker.
And they don't want you to basically hear it from the damn player, per se, but that little clip of the chick that they were talking to.
Right. For me, though, it's like yesterday, I'm like, all right, Nats have the number one pick. I'm going to throw this on TV. And I was out at my in-laws. There's kids going nuts. I was the baby whisperer. Shout out to me. I held my niece for like a half hour. She never sits still. She was chilling with me. We watched the baseball draft
together.
She was
tired. She wanted to take a nap.
But I just, literally, I'm watching the baseball draft, and they're updating scores of games going on.
Do it Wednesday. There's nothing else going on, and you have all the momentum of 2 days but of everybody watching
Home
Run
question,
Derby and the All-Star
JP.
Game.
See, this is...
But baseball
is,
does whack
but
stuff.
But see, that no, that's your mindset. You want to see them do what other people do. Have you ever heard about somebody saying that the top 100 sports shows in the history, you had a baseball draft there?
No, but I think it
and
could
you
do
never
better.
Will. Because they don't care.
But, dude, if they're going to put it on television... Put it in a better spot. There's, are you know what? Is Wednesday the ESPYs? Is that why? Because ESPN doesn't want to have something against their ESPYs.
But still.
That might be it.
I'll be honest with you. Most baseball games are snoozers.
It's gotten way better.
I mean, they've
gotten
better.
The rule changes are better.
But they are not going to be knocking down the top 25, 50 sports shows. I mean, as good as you got some players, it's just the way that that game is
sure.
promoted and produced. It's not nothing that hypes you up.
Baseball has become a regional sport. Like, you care about your team, and people watch their team. Nobody's tuning in for Cardinals, Brewers, except Cardinals and Brewers fans.
Listen, man.
Whereas football, you watch everything. And even basketball, I'll tune in for Spurs, Warriors to watch Wemby and Curry.
Because they're promoted so much more. Like, when I sit there and I watch that draft yesterday, now, those guys that were behind the desk, kudos to them. But, you know, when you're into something, you can start spinning off a lot of stuff. Not many fans around the country know who the hell those baseball players from high school are. That high school in damn California, they had like four or five guys drafted. They had to be smoking out there. But I'm saying, when fans of football or basketball starts to hear about their team drafting somebody, you've seen them play.
Sure.
Or you've heard a lot about it. You've seen some specials on them. These high school kids coming from baseball, which most of them are going to school one more year, reclassifying so they can make sure they get drafted. So I'm just like, I don't understand if a guy bats 450 in high school and another guy bats 480 in college, why wouldn't you think that guy in college is better?
So here's where I've landed. For months and months and months, it was the LSU pitcher Anderson or Ethan Holiday. Mm-hmm. Ethan Holiday, I remember his father Matt, was a great hitter. His brother Jackson is on the O's now. Like, it was those guys, right? And then I wasn't locked into the draft. And then there was some speculation that it could be this kid Willits,
yeah.
Right?
Because they said that Rizzo's mindset was more of the scouts type. This guy now at the Barlow, he thinks more on the analytical side, and this guy hits all the analytical buttons.
They don't know if he has any power, and power is the most expensive. The most expensive things to get in Major League Baseball are power and stud pitching.
I bought that until they started.
This dude isn't him.
I bought that until they started explaining how this move could be a more cheaper move for them to go and get something else.
So here's where I'm at. Willits, I texted with some baseball people last night. He's a stud. He has all the tools. He could be the kid you want him to be. Maybe. He's 17 years old.
Uh-huh.
He reclassified up to get to the draft because he wants to be in the majors by the time he turns 20. All that's awesome. I am rooting for Eli Willits, period, full stop.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot tell me, and I just don't know how anybody can argue, you can tell me about second round and slots and being able to overpay later and all this stuff. You cannot tell me that the Nationals ownership top priority is winning baseball games. Like, yesterday,
their top priority to me is saving money.
It's bottom line, Jordan,
not spending money.
Period. And you also cannot tell me that you're a serious baseball operation if you don't want to deal with Scott Boras. Because Scott Boras has the best players. And
yep.
You know what you did when this organization was winning games and making the playoffs?
You dealt with Scott Boras.
Scherzer and Strasburg. You dealt with them. You dealt with
them,
and you got Scherzer in free agency, which means you paid absolutely top dollar. And if you ask who the best player to ever wear a Nationals uniform was, it was Max Scherzer and what he did for you while he was here.
Mm-hmm.
And you dealt with Boras. It wasn't a problem.
Yeah.
And Eli Willits might be an absolute stud. But B, if it's Anderson, Holiday, Willits, and you have to present the file on each of these guys to ownership, because let's be very, very clear. Ownership's going to be involved in the number one overall pick
mm-hmm.
in any damn sport. And it's like, all right, we got this kid. He's closest to the majors. He's a pitcher. He's rep by Boras. He's a stud. So in their head, it's like, all right, so if we're going to keep him, He's going to go to free agency because he's a Boris guy. He's going to want the highest signing bonus in this draft class. Okay, what else you got? All right, we got this kid, stud hitter, probably gets in the majors within a year and a half. His father played in the bigs. His brother's in the bigs. He's a stud. He's a real deal. Oh, by the way, he might not be a shortstop. We might have to move him to the outfield. He might play third, but he's a 30-35 home run guy. But he's rep by Boris. Okay, what else you got? Well, we got this young kid. His dad was in the majors. He's got the pedigree. He's a hustler. He does everything right. He's what you want in a player. He's not rep by Boris, and he's probably not in the majors for 3-4 years. That's my guy. Right? Yeah. Like, it's not to knock on Willits what he can become. It's the process of landing.
But if you're picking the number one pick in the baseball draft, I think you want to pick a guy who's closer to being ready to come and help you win games at the next level. Not the guy that is going to be there 3, 4, 5 years down the road. It doesn't make much sense to me. If I don't care about the different sports. If it's hockey, baseball, basketball, football, you give me soccer, whatever. If I have the number one pick, I want to pick the guy that can help me win games for my franchise the earliest. And I don't think when you're looking at Willits, he's that guy. I think the kid has a lot of talent, but you're talking about 3, 4, 5 years down the road. The world could be over by then.
I'm kind of with Beamich. I mean, I get the baseball draft is kind of weird, but I just can't get over the fact that you would knowingly pass up on a guy that is, you know, the consensus is this is the better player, this is the better prospect, but no, we're going to pass up on that guy for somebody different. I know, you know, that doesn't happen in other sports. Occasionally, the people get the pick wrong. You know, it turns out that they're just dumb and weren't able to identify the best player. But in every other sport, if this guy, the teams, they just take the guy that they think is the best player with their pick. And it's just bizarre to me that you wouldn't do that.
People really liked Edgecombe, right? The kid out of Baylor that went third overall. People really, really liked him. But nobody's skipping on Cooper Flagg because they think Edgecombe will sign easier.
Yeah.
Like, Caleb Williams had all sorts of questions about his signability. You know what he went? 1-1 because they thought he was the best player.
Putting together a team, the first thing you do is you're trying to grab the most talented players. It's not grab the guy who's going to be most talented. Well, who you think will be talented in 5, 6 years, 4, 5 years. You want the guy who's going to be in 5 years or so? You want to be able to tell somebody, see, we made the right choice. This is what I told you. Not we're going to see what he's going to do in 5 years. And it, like, the baseball draft to me is, it's just weird, dog. Like, I understand. I know people, you try to promote it by saying, oh, yeah, you know, they got to take time. If a guy got it, he got it. Like, when Bryce came up, we knew he could play.
Strasburg.
Immediately.
Right.
They didn't have to wait that time. Baseball, we talk so much about how the other sports might do people when it comes to money. Baseball screws them more than anybody. Yeah, they get all this money later on, but hell, you probably played 8 years already.
If they had,
you should get paid.
If they had the 9th pick, the 14th pick, okay, I get it. You want somebody that.
I hope the kid ends up being.
I hope he's a star.
Spectacular.
Sure.
But basically, the experts behind the desk last night were shocked when it happened. And then you see how media works. They were like dumbfounded. Then they had to find a way to start promoting the positives about him. Because, like, you can't mess it. You can't dog the guy.
Right.
So you got to start promoting things. But when it first hit, they were like, what? Dude, the hell?
You know what I'm saying? Every morning I get this email from MLB.com, right? And it's called the morning lineup. And it just, I like to read it in the morning when I have a moment on my phone.
Should
right?
read in the morning. It's called the morning lineup.
Right. And it just gives me an idea of what happened throughout baseball the night before, right? This is from MLB.com.
Uh-huh.
They're not going to say something negative. This is the official mouthpiece of Major League Baseball. The email subject line, a shocker with the top two overall picks. Then you click on the article, stunners at the top. Shortstops galore, more takeaways from draft day one. Like, I know that some Nats fans, like I experienced this on Twitter last night, were like, oh, no, he was the guy. He was the guy. Talk yourself into whatever you want. Maybe he'll be an absolute star. I am rooting for him to be an absolute star. Let's just be honest in the discourse.
Know what I found out last night? Shortstop must be the great position of baseball. Because guys from the shortstop get picked no matter where you're at. I found out last night, Barry Larkin was a shortstop. He played in the majors, did he? He moved to another spot. Right. So you go, shortstop is like the left tackle, the most athletic guy, and then you move him anywhere on the offensive line you want to move him. You see what I'm saying? And because like they went on a run of all these shortstops, but it really confuses me, or it shows me that baseball wants to have control. They make the high school shortstop way more valuable than the college shortstop. You would think that people in college are throwing harder, hitting harder, everything. And if that shortstop is golden glove and working his thing in college, I would consider he's better than the other guy. But they will take that guy from high school before they do the guy from college. Why?
Longer clock.
Longer service clock. Yeah, and I think that's what it's about more than anything. Because either we're drafting guys from high school, are we getting them from other countries?
Grant had a quote from the kid. I think Grant was doing his MLB radio show, and Willits came on with them, and he said, you know, I love Trey Turner. Like, that's the kind of game I want. I want my jersey to be dirty. I want to be diving and sliding and all that. I love that. Trey Turner's a great player.
Uh-huh.
But, like, the World Series team was driven by Soto and Rendon. Turner is a great piece, and you love to have that player. But, like, at 1-1, you want Soto. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's 1-1. This is from MLB.com. MLB draft projection is always an inexact science, even more so in a class that did not present much consensus at the top. Toss in the Nationals' organizational shakeup just a week before they made the first overall pick, and it was especially hard to know what would happen. Still, the top two picks were astounding, even by those standards. Rather than follow the predicted formula of choosing Oklahoma prep shortstop Ethan Holliday, son of former All-Star Matt Holliday and brother of 2022 number one overall pick Jackson Holliday, the Nats went with a different type of prep pedigree in shortstop Eli Willits, also son of former major leaguer Reggie Willits. Eli was ranked as the number five prospect in this draft and was the youngest player in the prospect pool. The only players younger than Willits to go 1-1, and Landfill, I'll lean on you for this. I don't have much of a file on Tim Foley, who was drafted number one overall in 1968. Anybody? Tim Foley?
Oh, hell. He was drafted, if the draft was the same time, before I was born. I don't know.
The only other dude? Ken Griffey Jr.
All right.
That one I get.
Yeah.
I mean, you took pedigree and everything else. Smoothest swing I've ever seen.
Well, see, the people that really like going to say, see, Ken Griffey. But that's only one guy that really, really was drafted that early, that young, that became that good.
Right.
So it doesn't happen very often, right?
I hope this kid is absolutely a stud.
The next Ken Griffey.
I hope he's in the majors by 20 like he says he wants to be. I am now rooting for Eli Willis.
Yeah.
Right? There's
everything we're saying is no knock on Willis. It's a knock on the how they do things. And if you really pay attention and you really want to go wholeheartedly, full-fledged behind this team, when you look at and you listen to the people talk last night, you feel like they're going to always go the cheap route instead of doing something that's going to be well worth it. You spend money on – if you want something good, if you go play golf and you buy the cheapest equipment, you're probably going to be very bad. Okay? Anything you do, if you go the cheapest route, you're not going to be as good as the other people.
Baseball, by and large, baseball doesn't have the TV contracts. Certainly the NFL does.
Mm-hmm.
But even the NBA, right? Like, they don't have national television money driving this thing. Now, the really big teams, Yankees, Dodgers, Cubs, they have their...
They drive it themselves.
Right, they drive it themselves. But a team like Washington, especially as this massive deal unwinds and who knows what's going to happen with their television rights and stuff, like, the way the Nationals make a lot of money, butts in the seats. You got 80 games. You get 25,000 people there a night, what do you figure? You get 30,000 hot dogs sold, 40,000 beers sold, parking, T-shirts, all that. Butts in seats drives revenue in baseball.
Yeah.
And that becomes a you get in, you get out what you put in. And if you go the really cheap route, they're still going to make money. I'm not saying they're not.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to make far less. And so it could be a self-fulfilling prophecy of, oh, well, we're not making money, so we can't spend it. It's the opposite. Look at what the Padres did. Mm-hmm. They completely turned their operation around, started spending money. They're a competitive playoff team, and that place is packed. Yeah. Nats Park was packed. You're choosing this path.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I saw an operation. I never. The players try as hard as they can. The coaches try as hard as they can. But when the ownership's priority is not a commitment to winning games, when that is part of their priority list, but the bottom line is a bigger priority, this is what you get. I watched it happen for 20 years in Ashburn.
Huh. Well, yeah.
What I never saw happen, if you need to move, if you are looking to move, you want the opposite of going the cheap route. You want the smart route, the successful route, the least stressful route. You want to work with our guy, John Leahy.
Yeah, just like Javier and Alma did. They wanted a new home, so something updated to help serve as a new beginning. But first, they need to sell their Silver Spring property in order to buy it. And while it was stressful, Dustin, a member of the John Leahy's team with the Fine Living Group, showed them the strategy to execute both transactions, both at the exact same time, and hassle-free. Alma and Javier's home ended up selling for top dollar, almost $20,000 above the asking price. And thanks to the Fine Living Group, that's what enabled them to buy something both newer and bigger. Looking for your own stress-free transaction? How about a guaranteed offer on your home? Check out those details and more at johnsalesdmv.com. That's John with an H. We're talking about John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. Go to johnsalesdmv.com and find your home's value in mere seconds. John offers you flexible fees, customized for your needs, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time.
Working with John, man, the whole moving process is so stressful, and what John can do is relieve the stress. They do this all the time. They can set you up with the right mortgage guy, say escrow, whatever it is you're looking for, they've got it. And think about it, if you're trying to sell your house, but you know you could repaint the outside, maybe spruce up the flooring, talk to John. He can work out a deal, so he'll front you the cash. Maybe you got to spend 10 grand, but you're going to make like 25K on the back end of that. John will put the money up front, and then you just settle up on the back end at closing. Things like that make a huge difference. That's why John Leahy is the DMV MVP of real estate. Check out his website or give him a call, 301-900-3178. Plus, you can just Google John Leahy Group and start packing.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. You can watch us on the stream, YouTube, 106.7 The Fan. Plus, nowadays, you can listen to us really anywhere. Any of the podcasts you can get on Spotify, Apple Pods. The Odyssey app's always up and rocking, but you can also listen iHeart, TuneIn, wherever you want. We're there, man. I want to let folks weigh in on the Willits pick, 800-636-1067. I recognize that there is a school of thought out there that this was the best player. This wasn't about money. They think he's got the highest ceiling, okay. Right? And generally, when you take... I mean, I feel like all drafts are crapshoots, and the baseball is more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's really hard to give this organization the benefit of the doubt, especially 1 week after firing their manager and their general manager. Mm. That whether it was like, let's say they looked at all the prospects, Holiday did fall to 4, so there's something there.
Mm-hmm.
But if they looked at these prospects and they're like, all right, well, this dude is further away and not rep by Boris, and this dude is closer and rep by Boris, which means the service clock is just going to start that much faster, and he's going to get to free agency. Jeff, answer these phones. Mm-hmm. Then I find it impossible to believe that wasn't a factor.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe lots of organizations that would be the case. I recognize that. But, like, I don't know. I'm in a worse place with Nats ownership than others. I find it very hard to give them the benefit of the doubt right now. Miles is in D.C. All right, Miles, what do you make of the Willits pick?
Look, guys, I'm going to tell you like this. I work for a cheap company. I'm a program manager. They're doing it like we do everything. We underbid. We get the cheapest people in that place. So we can make some money for the year. I'm a program manager. That's the job. That's what it seems like to me that the Nationals are doing. They're trying to get paid, keep butts in seats, but they're doing it on the cheap, as cheaply as possible. That's my opinion.
All right.
Now, the kid might still be a star.
Yeah, he might be. But I was told yesterday. Somebody told me something about the Nationals had some higher revenue or something than the Dodgers and some other people. I'm like, where? Never heard of that. And if they are, it's because they're not spending any money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
I'm sure I can't be the only one who, you know, when the Nats made a pick that was kind of against the consensus, you know, I'm sure that there are people out there who thought this guy was a fantastic prospect, but the consensus was that there were other players that were better. I'm sure I'm not the only one that kind of got Ron Rivera vibes. Like, trust us, we know what we're doing here. When, you know, you haven't earned it yet. You haven't earned that trust.
Totally. I think that's fair. Willits is a great prospect, undeniably. But when you're watching the draft and all these draft dudes, all these hardcore baseball guys are like, what? You know, like, all right, you can tell me that you heard, and I think folks that are close to the Nationals are now going to rally around the, this is our guy, it was our guy all along.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. Like, I mean, one, you kind of hear that about every draft pick ever, right? Like, yeah. There's never an organization that's like, nah, man, we wanted the other guy, we're screwed. I thought Brendan Dar, who we all used to work with, had a tweet last night. He said, I know zero about baseball and less than zero about high school prospects, but it does seem striking that literally everyone outside of D.C. hates the pick or is wildly confused by it. Like, to me, the initial reaction by the baseball world and the guys doing the draft show last night was the truth. And then 10 minutes in or whatever, it's like, all right, we can't kill this kid. He's a good player.
They changed it up.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Didn't it feel like that?
Oh, it was exactly that. You know, I sat there and watched it. You know, and let's be honest, first time I watched that much baseball draft in my life. Last night was the most I've ever watched combined with all of them, all the other ones I've ever watched in my life.
Me too.
So when I noticed that it's just the commissioner just walk up, say a name, and go back, and walk up, say a name, and go back, and it's not like the pageantry of like the rest of the leagues, I'm like, hell with this. It wasn't interesting to me, but I wanted to see last night what was going to happen.
Now, I have gotten this a bunch that it's not about being cheap. It's about being able to allocate your allotment of cash for the draft in different ways, right? That this allows them to pay more for the second rounder. And I also acknowledge...
Should you want to pay more for the first rounder because that's the player you expect to get the most out of?
That to me, dude, especially at 1-1, nah. If you had the 10th overall pick... And you have a strategy that you're going to try to build lots of things. Okay, but like, just to assume they did it right to build out the rest of this class just seems somewhere between naive and incredibly optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
Like my dude Wolfgang Klan just tweeted me. I listen to B. Mitch and Finley every day, but JP, you guys have to do a better job understanding how this draft works. It's about maximizing talent. I understand that there's a big pot of money that has to be spread out. But, like, how do you sit there and think this is the way it's supposed to operate when they just fired the GM last week? Mm-hmm. They fired the GM. 1 week later, they make a pick that everyone involved on a national level is like, whoa. But we're wrong, B.
Yeah. Now, listen, man. I understand those people that are baseball lifers or people who think they're baseball lifers like to always tell you like you're on the outside looking in. But I know one thing. When the people that are on that desk last night, when they're shocked, I'm shocked. And there's not a person out here could tell me that you already had known this kid's name and he was going to be number one before he was number one.
I think there are people saying that now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, recency bias or, you know, after the fact people, you know, you could do all kinds of things you want. But I'd be damned if we would have put a little thing out there yesterday and asked you, you always put them out there on
like the Twitter polls.
Yeah, put a poll out there. You wouldn't have said Willits. None of you that's trying to make it seem like it's real today. And as we stated, we would love for the kid to be spectacular. But it's like they tried to do something different because I believe when they made the comment, they said Rizzo probably would have been going with Holiday. They wanted to go opposite of what Rizzo would have done. Well, you better make sure you get some different results too.
Listen, we're going to talk to plenty of baseball people. Peter Flaherty is going to join us at 11, who's an MLB draft expert. We can ask him these questions. I am open to an honest discussion that this really is just their guy and it's how it worked out. I hope that's the case. Color me skeptical of the organization with how they've been running.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't had a winning season since they won the World Series. They've torn down their payroll dramatically. There's significant discussion that they might be trading away one of their assets within the next week of the trade.
Based off the speculation that those guys on the desk were saying, we're not sure if that kid Willits would be here later on. You know, if you kept hearing them talk about how teams will draft guys to position themselves to be able to move those guys. So we don't know if that's going. He's going to be here in the long run.
White Brian, you're a baseball guy. I assume you were watching last night. We were all texting about it. What was your reaction when Willits is the guy?
They seem like they need pitching and they need it quickly. So Cade Anderson made a lot of sense.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Right. And then it was like this discussion was Cade Anderson's not a real one, right? Like he's not a true ace. Mm-hmm. But all everybody wants to do is compare him to Max Fried, who's pretty damn good. And, yep. Like, Cade Anderson might not be a real ace, but at the same time, have you looked at the rotation? Like, if it's about just getting better, and the holiday stuff to me, power's the difference, right? Yep. Don't you need power bats? Because paying for them in free agency is impossible.
You need lots of it.
And by all accounts, Willits is going to be a stud. He said it in his interviews last night. I'm working to develop my power. Maybe that's a factor of being 17. I don't know.
Could be.
George is in Alabama. George, what'd you think of the pick?
Well, so first I just wanted to say, JP, B-Mitch, you guys are awesome, and I listen to you a bunch. But I think you're missing the mark a little bit here.
Explain.
Willits, I know he was the, like, I guess, surprise for the TV people. But mock drafts online, like, had him up there.
He was like a top three, top five guy.
I mean, Fangraphs had him as their guy at one, but which I'm kind of, you know, I prefer Eric Loggenhagen and his team. Their team's pretty good, and I know ESPN Kylie McDaniel I think his name. He also had him at, I think, one, at least in the conversation. But where you're, I think where you guys are, I know you talked about the bonuses. The guy they took in the third round, Landon Harmon, it's a high school pitcher, committed to Mississippi State. He was projected to go like late first round, and they got him in the third. And that's what we're talking about when we're talking about those bonus differences. So the slot value at three, like in the third round with an after picking at 80, I mean, that was like $2 million. His ask would probably be around three. So that money that you're saving with Willis is basically like trading back in the NFL.
So I hear that, and that's really interesting. But doesn't that confirm that money was part of the pick with the first overall pick?
Sure, but I think when we're talking
about
money.
Not necessarily saying it's the wrong move,
so in
but
other words, if they signed Jackson Holliday, let's just go here for a little speculation.
Yeah.
If Jackson Holliday is a better talent right now, he's a better player, and you say, no, we got to spend too much money on him, so let's take the lesser player so we can spend more money later. To me, that don't make sense. I want the best player that I'm going to be picking first.
I mean, I understand where you guys are coming from. I just think it is the same way you think about a trade back in the NFL or the NBA. Like, how are you going to cure the most talent?
I got you. But, George, Ethan Holliday, my counter to
Ethan
that
Holliday,
would be
great.
My counter to that would be, if you have the number one pick, don't trade back. Get the best player. Like,
no,
if it was six
that.
And you're if it
but
was
if you
the
had the number one
pick,
player and you trade it back, guess what you're going to get? A haul. They didn't get a haul.
Well, so I think what you're going to see today is they're going to target a couple more high school right-handers who are definitely going to go over slot. Ethan Petrie, their second rounder, is probably also an over slot guy. And I understand the argument for not trading back. I think kind of some perspective is Holliday probably would not have gone top five last year, would probably not have gone top five 2 years ago. This has been pretty considered a pretty low quality top of the draft.
But I'm just looking at MLB.com in their mock had two different guys said it was going to be Cade Anderson. They had Holliday going fourth to the Rockies, which is what ended up happening, and then Willett's going fifth to the Cardinals. Obviously, he's an elite prospect. He's in the conversation at number one. Nobody's denying that. I just think at some point, the truth, the reaction to the pick, when everybody's saying it's a stunner, is still a stunner.
Yeah, I get that. I think that, you know, we're talking about, I guess, different people's perspectives right here.
Sure.
Because
it's inexact science, for sure.
At least the people who are on the TV, those aren't the draft guys. I don't know if you were watching ESPN, Kyler McDaniels, their year-round prospect evaluator, he wasn't surprised. It's the people who, you know, they're the talking heads, the ESPN guys who do the broadcast and stuff, they were surprised maybe. But I think the people who have really been studying this year-round, that there was not a ton of surprise. Like I'm saying, Fangraphs, they had Willis at number one.
All right.
And
George, we
got to
run. We're very late.
Times.
It's a good call, though. I appreciate the perspective.
The
Thank
kid
you.
That was sitting yeah. second in was a draft analyst.
Right.
He
Thank you, George.
Really a TV guy. The other guys have been on TV, and all of them were managers in the league and this and the other. I don't think that just because they're on TV talking that they're just talking heads.
Right.
They have experience in what they're doing.
Or that they're not friends with scouts and GMs and guys that build rosters and text and talk with them
we'll
all the
see.
Time.
We'll see. I mean.
I do not pretend.
We will see.
Yeah. I do not pretend to be an MLB draft expert, period. Nor do I pretend to be a garage door expert. But I know the folks with my garage door are the best. Door Pro America. I was at the beach for a week. We had to let some people come in and out of the house a couple times. You know what I could do? Open my garage door from the beach. It couldn't be easier. They're based locally, and Door Pro America has been proudly serving the DMV for over 50 years. It's not just new garage doors. If you just need a repair, maintenance, something like that, they can do it all. Give them a call and ask how you can save big on repairs with the Door Pro Advantage membership, which gives you annual maintenance to keep everything on track and keep that garage door from getting loud and squeaky. Plus, if you call right now, $60 off any repair or a tune-up for just $89. Do what I did. It has changed my house. Go with the pros at Door Pro America. Call 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO. Or visit DoorProAmerica.com. And make sure you tell them J.P. Finley sent you. Maybe a little more than that.
I don't look at him like that. I mean, the way you look at him, I mean...
Dude, you noticed?
I've been trying.
I have never noticed that he was skinnier.
You don't think so? Stand up for us, Jeff.
Nope. You can't hate now.
He got on a little shirt and he got on black shorts.
He does wear the tightest clothing.
He don't wear a tight clothing. No, he wear mini shirts.
I wear fitted clothing. I don't
mini
have
t-shirts.
my clothes hanging off my body.
This might fit me perfectly, but I don't have one mini t-shirt.
Like,
if he does, his stomach will come out.
Stand up. White Brian, is his stomach popping out?
He has a t-shirt under to hide the stomach when he pull it up.
Damn, Jeff. You get arrested in some states for that. Well,
thank you, Brian. I know my shirt fit me. I'm not listening to these guys.
To all the ladies out there.
Brian with the most wrinkled collar I've ever seen in my life cannot say a word about fashion.
Oh, you know
that's not fit. That's just, it's wrinkled.
It's wrinkled like hell. That's fashion. that's right. Young people wear wrinkled stuff all day.
I did notice something else about White Brian.
What?
Wearing that pink
shirt. Wearing that pink shirt today.
Sunday night's a good night.
Sunday night's a
good night. Maybe Rose loved the pick. Who knows? Eli Willits. Is she a Nats fan or is she on the Mets bandwagon with you?
She is a Mets fan.
Poor girl. Nats did get swept in Milwaukee over the weekend, if we're talking about the actual baseball. They are now 20 games under 500 going to the All-Star break. Woo!
So that guy that just called us, that's why we're not happy about what's going on.
So
not like great things are happening right now.
We're going to talk to Peter Flaherty here in just a minute, and maybe he'll break it down for us. Two tweets that I think are fair. Our boy Rusty tweeted me and said, MLB baseball is overanalyzing itself with analytics to try to make things sound better. But this dude Wolfgang Klan, who's been trying to explain, says, here's an analogy for you guys. Instead of just the best driver they could get, the Nats got a really good driver, a wedge, and a putter last night.
Okay. So if you drive it wrong and your wedge game is not good, you suck. So, I mean, listen, dude, don't try to go out your own little realm, because if you're not a great driver and you can't play your wedge game, you're going to suck in golf, okay? So let's not try to – let's just say the Nats took a guy that Rizzo – the opposite of what Rizzo was going to take.
Do we know that? Is that what it's been reported?
That's the little words that I was hearing from the people talking. They said, you know, because of how he would have went with the pedigree.
Right.
And these guys decided to go more with the analytics and the, like you said, more of an upside.
More of an upside that's not rep by Scott Boras.
Yeah.
And you can tell me that's not a factor. I find that hard to believe. There was something I wanted to mention just quickly here. Tim Strachan was an absolute stud quarterback at DeMatha many years back. And he was recruited. He was going to go play at Penn State. He was one of the top recruits in the country. And that summer, diving into the beach down at, I believe he was in Delaware, maybe it was Ocean City, got paralyzed and never played football again, was in a wheelchair, went on to do a ton of work at the University of Maryland and did he was a broadcaster for football games. And unfortunately for T-Bird, he passed away recently. They're holding a service for him, I believe, tonight. Maybe it's next week, rather. Forgive me. But I remember as a kid playing Maplewood, and when Strachan got paralyzed, we all put these T's on our helmets. And he was such a big deal locally for high school football, and for that to happen, I mean, it's just a dramatic impact. And for him to pass away, I just wanted to send my thoughts, regards, prayers to the family, and hope everything is okay. Yeah. When we return, we're going to hear from an actual expert on the Nationals' decisions last night. Got to talk some Commanders. We got rookies reporting in just a few days. There's also a really cool Frankie Louvu documentary that just hit. I don't know if everybody's aware of that. NFL, I think it's NFL.com, put together a documentary on Frankie's upbringing from American Samoa to the NFL, which is really pretty interesting. I watched NBA Summer League last night. I don't know that I've ever watched a full NBA Summer League game.
I watched the Wiz. They got some talent.
Doug.
I'm looking 3-4 years down the road, and I think they could be. It can cause some noise.
Wiz were exciting. Yeah. Plenty more coming. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Nobody go anywhere.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.